Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joseph A. McGranahan is directly across from me, a very vibrant 79-year-old, still active and able to sit up and take nourishment, occasional naps, but wake up, brother.
Good morning.
Too much of that medical marijuana.
Yeah, well, man.
All right, so that's Joseph McGranahan. No, he's 100% substance-free.
Joe, if you don't mind. I don't like Joseph.
Okay.
I'm Joe.
Okay.
My father was Joseph.
Okay. Oh, I got you. Okay, well, that's a big difference. I thought you were going to say that when I was a kid, Joseph!
I had that, too.
That meant you were in trouble.
I always knew when they used my first and middle name, I was in trouble.
What's your middle name, Anthony?
Anthony, right.
Okay. All right. I don't know why I knew that. All right, so Mr. Joe is here, good conservative, natural-born listener. He'll hear what you have to say before he dismisses your opinion outright. And I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar performer, bad liberal, and I portray a bad liberal. Actually, I portray a good liberal, I just don't do it well. And subpar is the operative word there. So that's what we're up to here, folks. And this is On the Mark. You're the star of the show, so you feel free to buzz us momentarily. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We're sifting through some of the Fords. We talked about the Mustang Mach-E, and our good Mustang owners say, hey, wait, don't forget about us. How about the V8 gas guzzler?
All right, now we're talking.
It goes 0 to 60 in about 6 seconds. This is if you get the turbocharged V8. And it's also an everyday car if you love a muscle car. And one of our good staff members has got a Mustang, and it is just the sleekest, shiniest thing. She gives that tons of TLC, even covers it at night to make sure that no pollen gets on it this time of year. And if you are going to use it for just general transportation, a 2.3-liter four-cylinder engine, I guess it wouldn't be as much fun, but I'll tell you what, you'd save a lot of gas. And so for that reason, your gasoline mileage can be up to 30 on the highway with the more fuel-efficient. Of course, if you're going to go 90 miles an hour with the V8, your gasoline mileage is 18 miles per gallon on the highway, so that's a little bit different. But yeah, it's got power everything, reclining seats and seat memory and forward warnings and back warnings, and it even has a back seat warning in case you have, if you want it to be activated, it'll ask you, is there a child in the back seat? You know, so you can make sure that you don't leave anybody behind. So you think that's funny?
Well, you said it has a rear end monitor too, and I leave everybody behind. Your psychological references this morning are...
The Ford Mustang leaves everybody behind. We know this to be true. So anybody who
in
was...
In the dust would be a better way to say it.
Well, or what, you mean like cremated?
No. It'd leave you in the dust.
It creams all comers. So it gets rid of them altogether. All right. So, yeah, Ford Mustang available at the Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number now, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark, as Butterbread has done, or EB, there we go. EB has emailed us today. And you can text us at 70236, include the keyword OTM. We would very much love to hear from you. Things in the new, your Mr. DeSantis is now officially
in the race. He's in the race.
He botched his announcement on Twitter. I'm sure President Trump thought that was hilarious.
Well,
he's not allowed on Twitter.
Not ready for prime time. Trump called him not ready for prime time.
Is that what he said about it? Yeah, that's a shame.
That, and we're also seeing again today, there's just more news about it, both in two instances about businesses who have made the decision to rub their politics in our faces through their support of various causes that really have nothing to do with their business.
Oh, isn't it funny? funny how if you like something, it's an opportunity, or if they just mention it and you don't like it, it's rubbing it in your face.
Well, I mean, do you really care what the people's politics is that you deal with? I don't. I don't care whether Target wants to sell Pride clothing.
It's not because of their politics. It's because of the people they want to sell clothing to.
Well, all right. But, you know, they put the I know in most instances, or in many instances, the Target people have moved those displays to the back of the store. Our store still has them out front here in the local area. Mm-hmm. You have the folks at Bud Light begging for customers with free beer right now.
I know, isn't that funny?
As the woke business backlash. I mean, I really don't care about your political beliefs. I don't want to know them. Do you want to know mine? In other words, the next step is you're going to not sell to me if I don't agree with you.
Well, I know when you go in Target, one of the biggest sellers of American flags this time of year is Target. I hate that. They always shove this America in your face, and they want
what
you to be
what bothers me is the flags say made
citizen.
In China.
No, I don't think they do. I think that's part of their... That's Walmart said they were selling Chinese flags, but I think they actually stopped doing that, or that's what
I
they said
know.
They were going to do.
They may have, but so many things are made in China.
But yeah, so any political message you don't like is in your face,
no,
but one you do like is a welcome
if
opportunity.
If I walked through the door at Target and it said, buy a gun, you know, for to support the Second Amendment, buy a gun, I would not think that was appropriate either.
Why are you so triggered by these opportunities?
I just don't think
you are.
No, but stop and think. What is your primary purpose? Suppose we are at this radio station said, we are a this or that business. We don't want any of you there. We don't want any of this
there.
We
play rock and roll.
We're going to tell you what we want. Well, people have a choice. They can tune it out. They don't have to listen to our radio stations. But if I walk through the door at Target, or I walk through the beer distributorship and see the political activism on display there, I can't just tune away. I can walk out the door.
Can't you avert your eyes?
Well, but what's the point? Why would you want it? I know I always said...
yeah, why let it go when you can be bothered by it?
I've said to people that worked for me for years when I was running this place and other places, you have two options in life. You make friends or you make enemies. You know, mm-hmm. We don't do good business if we make enemies. We do very good business if we make friends. So why would I focus on things that divide us rather than things that unite us?
Joe, what's the sound that a college student at Hunter College and they suddenly see a pro-life table, what's the reaction sound they make when they're triggered?
I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do. You did it the other day. Well, oh my God, pro-life.
Yeah, right.
So why is it that now when you go to Target and you go all the way to the back to where the bathing suits are? And
no,
you
they're
see,
up front.
Okay,
These are up front.
Well, you see the rainbow symbol or whatever
right.
is part of it. Actually, I haven't seen any still pictures of it or video. But anyway, you see that all of a sudden you go, oh my God, I can't stand it.
No, I don't do that.
Why is it bad if a college student is triggered by a pro-life thing, but a Joe McGrath Brennan is triggered by a diversity message?
No, I'm not triggered at all. I didn't go out of the store. I went in, I completed my purchases, mm-hmm. and then I left. I'm just saying I don't think there's any need to smack your political beliefs in the face of your customers. It's the same argument I made when baker didn't want to bake a cake for gay people. You're in business, you know, you they're not asking you to do anything that violates your constitutional right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
right.
But they're asking you to bake a cake for something you don't believe in. If you're open for business, you should be trying to make friends, not enemies.
Well, I think they're trying to make gay friends at Target.
Okay, well, all right, but so at the price of what?
At the price of irritating conservative Republicans who can't stand the rainbow.
No, it's not. It's not that at all.
I think that's what it is, Joe.
Not at all.
I think your Catholicism is showing.
No, the great whore, you know. And your daughter's over there eating meatloaf. We know you. We see you over there.
Moving on. Don't trigger him now.
No, but come on. I'm being serious. I don't see the need for businesses to make mm-hmm. their political beliefs a part of their merchandising
scheme.
Yeah,
and I don't see the need to worry about it. I think if you go to Target, you're looking for something, plus you can go up and down the aisles and spend hundreds of dollars if you so choose. Not that I've... Okay, I've done it. But anyway, if you're looking for something, you just go get it. Why are you triggered by a bathing suit ad or a shirt ad that has a rainbow on it that's designed by somebody who, you know, may be gay or transgender or an advocate or something? I just don't get it. Why that bothers you so much?
Well, would it bother you if you took your little child in there and they were running, and I'm not saying Target would ever do this. I'm sure they wouldn't. Nobody would. But suppose they decided to just show women in half a bathing suit, mm-hmm. Leaving the top exposed and, you know, buy our half our bathing suit. We're having a sale on half the bathing suits today. Would you find that offensive? Or if they ran a thing...
wouldn't be the right word.
Ran pictures, let's say, of school children laying on the ground having been shot with a sign that says, protect your children, buy a gun. Wouldn't you find that offensive? In other words, these are political beliefs. They're political issues. But if I go to a store, I'm not trying to buy your politics. I might want to go into Giant and buy a loaf of bread or Wise Market and buy a steak, but I don't care what their politics are. I don't want to know what their politics are.
Yeah, I don't think they're disclosing their politics. I think Bud Light, like one of the eggheads at Bud Light, said that they were trying to make sure that they were able to, in the future, capture a market that they don't presently have, and that was either a gay or LGBTQ market, and so they wanted to make their, they were well positioned for a more hip market. The trouble is all their normal Bud Light drinkers have gray hair. Of course, you know that's what we call unsustainable. So anyway, so that's what they're looking for, and Target's looking for, you know, Target's a business. They're hoping to make money, so if they can sell to the LGBTQ community in greater numbers, they make more money.
Okay, but let's say, let's go back to the Bud Light argument. You walk through the door, and you see a cans of beer, and you pick out the one that you think tastes best, and you go on from there.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, they're smacking you in the face with a can that you find offensive. So what do you do? Do you buy that can and drink it? Do you support them? Isn't it insulting to the LGBTQ plus community to say that the only way they'll make a decision about buying a product is if somebody puts a rainbow on it? I mean, isn't that insulting to them? I think they can make buying decisions without somebody pandering to them. If you decide you're going to target your beer toward black people or Hispanic people,
you
can run ads, which I think is perfectly appropriate on Spanish radio stations or on black-themed radio stations or newspapers.
Well, we have ads airing on this station that are in Spanish.
Okay, yeah. I was watching a TV show on Freebie, and I saw a commercial for Little Caesars that was in Spanish. I had no idea what they were selling exactly, but I gathered it was pizza.
Well, and I saw the same thing. It was on upper channel, like home HGTV channel, you know, the home shop or home fix-up channel. And it was a Spanish ad, so I thought, okay, well, I'll take one step ahead. I'll put the closed captions on, and I will see it. But what it was closed captions of the Spanish words.
So
it did not help. It was just Spanish closed captions.
All I noticed was that they were talking very, very fast. I don't think we could talk that fast in English.
All right. We are inviting you to comment on the topics of the day. Once again, Joe's triggered by Target, looking for a segment of the audience they don't currently own. They would like to sell more Chinese goods to people who are gay. That irritates the heck out of Joe. But what's your view on this? 570-743-9565.
You chose to trivialize the larger argument I'm trying to make is that I don't think stores, any business,
should show their politics.
So
you
agenda.
Would never go to a Chick-fil-A because Truett Cathy's
ultra
conservative?
I love Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
My wife can take me there anytime.
Well, he's got politics.
Right, he's got politics, but they're not slapping me in the face. You know, they are.
True. Yeah, there's nothing in the store that indicates.
They sell things that relate to Christianity or religion. You know, it could be any religion, I guess.
They are open Sunday.
No, they're not open Sunday.
Oh, Hobby Lobby's not open on Sunday.
No, they're not.
Okay, didn't know. Okay, there you go. Good.
Obviously, you haven't been there.
Never could, never will. His politics irritate the heck out of me.
Do they really? All right.
Yeah, won't go. All right. 570, hold on, Stan. We got one email, too, but we'll take more comers. And EB sent us a note, so we'll read that on the radio. On the mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Call us now. Joe says it's in your face if they put a rainbow product in the front of the Target, so you have to see it when you come in. They're shoving it down your throat. Oh. Well, what did you say?
I said, I don't think... I know this is a
no
concept
politics.
You're going to have hard for you to understand. I don't want to see the politics of the people I do business with.
All right, what he said. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Include keyword OTM.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Mark in WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
But you asked an interesting question. How could Bud Light repair their image?
Right.
And,
that is.
I don't know that they really can. I don't think conservative beer drinkers would go back to them, even if they had the choice. Stan, you're on the mark.
Good morning. Joe's right.
As always. This has been my fate for 15 years. Thank you, Stan. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk tomorrow. Goodbye.
Why would a big box store, a retailer of large amount of different goods, want to offend 50% of their customers? That makes no sense to me.
I don't find the rainbow flag offensive. Who does?
Well, there are people. Not the flag itself, no. They are pushing it. But, you know, one thing Target is doing is they're targeting kids with this stuff. Okay, with the baby suits, bathing suits for kids with tuck pouches or whatever they are to hide things for
kids,
little boys. Does that make sense to you, Mark?
Kids tuck pouches? Are you sure?
Yeah, in the
Come
bathing suits
now.
And chest binders for the girls because you know that's what they think they need that because they want to be transgender or whatever. They're targeting the kids. You know, nobody cares what adults do.
Yeah, APs.
Right? But it's when they start targeting the kids, and that's
okay.
What they're doing.
Stan, you may have come across some misinformation. AP reports on their fact check page that Target's Pride Collection features a bathing suit for kids that's labeled tuck friendly. AP's assessment is false. The tuck friendly swimsuits are only for adults, according to a spokesperson at Target. There's no kid sizes available. They start at 18. Age 18, sorry, is the sizes that are associated with that. So just an FYI. You may not believe AP.
And I'm to believe AP on everything?
I was just going to say you may not believe AP.
We'll let that go for now, but whatever.
Remember,
but they're still targeting the gear and this stuff towards kids. You know, bright flashy collars and putting, you know, whatever they're putting on their shirts and, you know, up down the little baby clothes and stuff. It's just stupid.
Well, it's not so much that as it is the logos, the things they write on it. And some of them have been, I thought, pretty inappropriate.
Right. Love everyone.
No.
The world is...
No.
One said, I think, was totally queer. You know, because it requires an explanation. Somebody who isn't, you know, you take your kid in there and they say, hey, Joe, I want this bright colored shirt. And the shirt says totally queer. But they don't understand the implications
of it. Well, then you tell them.
What? What do I tell them? I shouldn't have to tell them anything. I shouldn't have to have this political stuff right in my face.
Joe's triggered.
In the past, and I'm old enough to remember this, if you called somebody queer, that was considered an offensive term.
Amen. Yes, it was.
That's true. Now it's a compliment.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You're a unique individual with your own special set of values and appeal. Oh, what an insult. What is the definition of queer?
That was considered an insult in the past.
Right.
Actually, I always thought it was unusual or odd.
Right. Different. That was the original, but then we called each other queer in high school.
Yeah. So they've embraced that, which is fine. But I've heard, now I can't remember the guy's name. It's Richard something, but he's an out-and-out. He is gay. But he is totally against this stuff from the trans community and all the other stuff, the queer community and all that. He says they've just hijacked the gay community, the stuff that they're doing. And I wish I could remember his name. I'd have to look it up to find it. But he wrote a whole article on it, and, you know, he's just totally against it. And he's no right-winger, okay? But he says it's just the stuff that they're doing because they're targeting kids is the biggest thing. They're targeting kids. And, you know, if adults want to do it, fine and dandy. You go do whatever you want to do. You be yourself as long as you're not hurting anybody else. Fine. And Joe, I'm going to ask you a question. I think it's the Dodgers out in California having a Pride Night event, mm-hmm. and they've invited. Well, they had first they had disinvited them. Now they invited them.
Yes,
something that the nun, Catholic nun.
Yeah, I forget what they're called. The Sisters of Perpetual something or other, and it's a takeoff on nuns. They wear full white outfits and white face. Ironically, if they wore blackface, they'd probably be in trouble with the NAACP, but they're wearing whiteface.
That's another topic.
Right, and they get out and they gyrate, and this is, you know, a baseball game is supposed to be family-friendly. You know, the stuff that I've heard about them is they're not so family-friendly, the stuff that they do on stage when they're, quote, performing. So...
You're triggered, you know, by that?
Yeah, they're called the...
I'm not going to a Dodgers game, Mark, so, you know, but that... Why do they need to do this stuff, you know, to the kids? Okay, they want to go to the adult cabaret, and only adults over 18 are there, and they want to do that. Well, whatever.
Well, they're called the they're called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Right. Okay. So they're poking fun at a religion.
They call themselves. This is what they say about themselves. They are a leading edge order of queer and trans nuns.
All right, we got to hit the road, Stan. Thank you so much for calling in, sir.
All right. You all have a great day, and you know, don't go buy any. That kind of stuff at Target.
Don't go to Target, as you probably sound her advice.
No, we're not saying that.
You know, people are going to go because people need, you know, the prices. But do remember, a lot of stuff in Target is made in China, same as Walmart.
Right, we got you. Thank you, sir.
So if you go there, do your best to buy American.
All righty. Gotcha. Thank you,
thanks,
sir.
Stan.
All right, let's get one more call in. Now, Van, you are on the mark. We go from Stan to Van.
Good morning. Just so you know, what's so offensive about this pride flag is it represents perverts.
In your opinion, yep, I gotcha.
Well, in my opinion, well, it's, you know, they are perverts.
In your opinion, yep.
You understand what a pervert is, correct?
I know what you think a pervert is.
Homosexuality, lesbian sex.
Gotcha.
And I can't, either you are, I hope you're just putting on that you're going under Mark Lawrence being this phony person that puts on this air of, you know, like this doesn't offend you. But if it doesn't offend you, you have a serious problem, because these people are perverted and they're coming after our children. Out when we had the COVID going on, there was a gay men's choir out in San Francisco, and you can Google this, you can find it, where they were singing a song, "We're coming for your children." These people are perverts. They had the drag queen story time. They want to affect the children. These children have no understanding about what sex is. You do, I do. We understand what sexual perversion is. I could not begin to describe what these perverts do amongst themselves on the air, because you would cut it off, because it is perverted.
Well,
in your opinion.
The definary definition, right. I'm going to have a little trouble here.
Joe's
the
a
definary...
Little...
The definary,
Joe's
the
struggling
dictionary
today.
Definition.
He's been triggered, so he's a little off his kilter.
A pervert is a person whose sexual behavior is regarded as abnormal or unacceptable. Regarded. Doesn't say it is, just says it's regarded that way.
Yeah, gays aren't perverts.
Again, what do we base morality on? And in this country, it's based on the Bible, at least it was in the past. Now we've reached a point where we have churches that fly these rainbow flags, that they embrace this perversion. So we're coming to the end of time, and if you guys believe it or not, I hardly even call your show anymore, because it's so nonsensical that the junk that you have on there, it's so clear what is right and what is wrong. But in the day and age we live, I guess it's hard for people to discern. They want to call evil good and good evil. And a perversion is—it's exactly what it is. It's perverted. It's taking that which is normal and right, that God made sex for to be enjoyed within the bounds of marriage, and the perversion now is, hey, it's okay to have lesbian and gay sex, and now they're even pushing pedophilia.
I haven't heard anybody pushing pedophilia.
Oh, yeah, it's part of the triggerization of Target.
Well, the thing that gets me is I don't have any problem with a church putting out a rainbow flag if what they're saying is we accept all people from wherever they are in life and they're welcome to attend our services. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's what's supposed perverts. To be, what churches are supposed to do, isn't
perverts.
It?
Perverts welcome.
Yeah. I have no problem inviting someone like that into the church to minister to them because they need to be saved. But the thing is, it is these churches are putting these flags out are saying, you're okay to live that lifestyle. When God says, if you live that lifestyle, you're going to go to hell. You need to repent of that sin and be born again. And the whole thing with the rainbow flag is it represents that which is perverted, and that's why it's offensive. And if Mark, if you don't understand that, years ago, Jerry Falwell, when he had the moral majority, so-called, and they would go and they would protest at these gay pride marches. And he said that there was gay sex that was taking place out in the open, and the police were told not to arrest these people for committing open acts of public lewdness. Now, do you have a problem with that? Is that wrong in your eyes?
Van. About 99% of what you just said, I have a problem with. You know, this idea that it's your opinion, though. It's an opinion show, so you're certainly welcome to express it. But
anybody performing a sex act in public would be offensive.
Well, I think that's, what, open lewdness?
Right, that's the charge.
All right, Van, you want to hold or call back?
No, I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Always good to hear from you. Sorry you don't call much, but I'm glad you're listening. Van from New Columbia, good conservative, religiously fixated listener on the right. So we will take more of them. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. Call us now, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Now, we're talking about Target stores featuring in the front of the stores products that have a rainbow flag on them that depicts their advocacy for the LGBTQ community and products that I'm assume are designed by individuals who may be gay or transgender. Bud Light still in hot water because of their choice to use a transgender spokesperson and advocate. And they lost probably about half their conservative drinkers, and now they're giving beer away in order to, which is seems like a strange way. But hey, whatever, you got to stay in business, right? But all of this is a trigger for conservatives like Joe who say that you don't want politics in my face when you're just shopping. Hobby Lobby, you have to know something about the owners in order to know what their politics were. Same with Chick-fil-A, although if they're closed on Sunday, you have a clue. But Target puts products that actually have a rainbow flag on them right in the store. When you walk in, you can see the rainbow flag, and Joe has a meltdown when he sees that.
No, I don't have a meltdown.
One of our good listeners.
That's like if I characterize you and say, well, Mark Lawrence is in favor of all sorts of perversion being on display right in the middle of stores.
Well, you say college kids are triggered by a pro-life ad, and there was no evidence that that was true.
No, it was a professor who was triggered by
it. Well, that much is 100% true.
And she subsequently pulled out a machete and held it at a reporter's throat. Nothing wrong with that.
As soon as she gets out of jail, she's going to argue on behalf of her behavior. So that's where we are. So what's your view on this topic? Lower right-hand corner, Joe.
All right. By in your face, it doesn't mean merely disliking something. It means forcing one to celebrate a lifestyle one doesn't agree with.
Okay.
And there's more to the thought, but it got cut off.
Yeah, 150 characters,
right.
And that describes the audience of this show. Bill, you're on the mark. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, holy day. The lady that brought that to national attention about the tough clothing, right? She was in the baby section, right? And she was in the baby section, and right next to the baby section was the tough clothing. That was that's how it was brought to attention.
For adults, though,
the fact checker was right. Yeah, it's separate, but in all reality, it was like right next to the child section. But you gotta look at the whole picture, right? And this is it's all a narrative, right? When Bruce Jenner came out, right? Bruce Jenner said whatever, he was female, whatever. The lefties praised Bruce Jenner, was like Woman of the Year. Got some kind of awards, was on all these magazines, Now, on the third, by the end of the week, Bruce Jenner came out and said, oh, by the way, I'm a Republican, right? Bruce Jenner was kicked under the bus. You never heard, right down to nothing. You heard nothing, right? Because it didn't fit the narrative of what they're pushing. And Bruce Jenner came out and said, listen, a guy is a guy.
Yeah, but
right? if a dog goes and gets fixed, the male dog is still a male dog.
Well, the reason
and
Bruce... Bill,
go ahead.
The reason Bruce Jenner faded to zero is because he was well past his prime and was just a celebrity to start with, and now he's not doing anything, so there's nothing to report on. It's not that they dropped him like a hot potato. It's just that he's got no potato. No, it's not that. It's because he doesn't do anything except crash, in which case he was in the news when he crashed.
But, I mean... He's a freak show, but in his own little mind. But you understand what they're pushing? It's like it's a narrative for votes. I mean, the lefties, the liberals are like way out there, and they're trying to the end picture is they're trying to get God out of everything, right? They're taking the Ten Commandments out of courthouses. They don't believe in the Constitution. The country was built and founded under godly values. You have to see the whole picture that what they're trying to do, and they're trying to indoctrinate these kids, into a certain belief and view. And and if you control the kids, you can control communism, socialism, and all that. You control everything. And basically, that's what it is.
My brother.
Well, I go back to my original.
Look at the big picture.
I go back to my original premise. I don't need to look at the big picture. I just don't want to look at any picture. I want to be able to go into a store and buy something without having their political beliefs or them supporting. I mean, I'll concede there are things that don't make a lot of sense. For example, in my way of thinking, then I would be against St. Patrick's merchandise being on the shelves and Christmas merchandise being
clover
on the
leaf.
Shelves. I'm not opposed to that, and I'm not even opposed to them selling this kind of clothing. I just don't think that they should put it as their primary function, that the minute you walk in the store, that's what you see. There are ways to display it so that the people who want to buy it can find it, and it's right out there for them to see. It's not hidden away. Maybe it's in another part of the store, but I don't think it needs to be one of the first things you see when you walk through the door.
Joe gets triggered by this, and so he has a meltdown. Oh, my God, a rainbow! Flag! Oh.
No, I do not. I just explained to you how I feel.
What is the exclamation when you go in Target? You see a rainbow flag. What do you actually say?
I don't say anything.
I don't go to Target.
Well, you're missing it. They have rainbows everywhere. It's a happy place. All right. Anyway, okay. But, Bill, anything else to add?
In all reality, is the children and it's the voter base, the legal. It's the whole picture. And the bottom line is, if you look at the socialism, communism, and like Hitler and all them people, like they go down to the youth camps and you control the children and their way of thinking, and then coming up through the ranks, it's basically makes it easier for them.
All right, we got
corrupt,
you.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate
all right, we'll take
call.
More comers. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number, 570-743-WDKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WDKOK.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. I got to do some very brief news headlines. Just take a moment. A 14-year-old was in a crash in upstate New York. He was, or no, in Allenwood, and he was from upstate New York. He crashed on Route 15 over the weekend. He's been charged with driving without a license, age 14.
Drive all the way down here from upstate New York?
Well, you can teach kids to drive. It's not that hard.
No.
Two of the Valley's newspapers aren't available on newsstands these days because their printing press is down. The Standard Journal and Shamokin News Item not available in their paper version. Now you can go to their website for free, newsitem.com and standardjournal.com. I highly recommend it. The hope is there's training they'll never need, but first responders in Montour County are teaming up with Danville School District for an active shooter drill next month.
The main idea for doing an active shooter drill is to coordinate all the different agencies across the county. That gives you a chance to work with EMS, with fire, police, the sheriff's department, and just train so you know how to work together in case something like this happens.
They're looking for volunteers to participate in the drill. If you'd like to do so, contact the Danville Fire Department telephonically or on their Facebook page. Sometimes the best laid plans, AP's reporting, Shell Petrochemical has agreed to pay DEP $10 million to resolve allegations that they polluted the air around their new petrochemical refinery in western Pennsylvania. Trouble is, it's a cracker plant. They break up the chemical ethane to make polyethylene plastic that you and I use. They said they were using the best available technologies, but trouble is they were polluting the air with quite a bit of the material that were discharging. I don't see how much they discharged, though. But in any event, they also have foul odors coming from their wastewater treatment plant, illegal flaring, and limits on visible emissions they had violated there. But Shell says they're going to go back to using best practices. Are you listening, Encina? About that. And NorthCentralPA.com reporting approximately 20 citizens attended Tuesday's school board meeting to hear a discussion about a possible ban on critical race theory in Montoursville School District. The resolution introduced by the board member Ron Snell aims to oppose public school and publicly funded charter school curriculum, instruction, and materials that promotes critical race theory. It calls for a ban on advocating similar divisive concepts relating to sex, race, ethnicity, color, and national origin. And of course, as you would imagine, it died for lack of a second, quite wisely so. Well, plus, I read his resolution. There's a picture of it in NorthCentralPA.com. Hopelessly vague. I mean, it doesn't really say. It just talks about everything that's wrong with the country and how CRT is the cause of it, but no direct correlation. All right. Finally, Joe, if you ever... Oh, you never had COVID.
Those were editorial comments on the part of your reporter.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just an opinion show, in case you missed it.
No, can I get my opinion now? I think that they should adopt something like that.
No, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, brother.
Because critical race theory is not the way it should be taught. It should be taught exactly as it happened. Good, bad, and indifferent. Everything.
We
teach it all.
Go back to Target, will you please? And finally...
Well, you go back to education.
Okay.
You need some.
ABCs, right? Or no, three R's. All right. Anyway, a new study finds that you can have pandemic brain even if you never caught COVID. Are you ready for this, Joe?
I'm ready.
I are in this category. Pandemic brain is a real thing. Researchers find that people are having more trouble making decisions than they were before 2020. College students in particular who were enrolled before the pandemic are consistently having difficulty at decision making. Experts say it because of the shutdowns.
Well, I can believe
of schools.
That.
Not
there's
specifically
can,
the disease.
There's something we can buy into.
But the idle brain had some setbacks. All right, read some words in front of you and then we'll hit the phones.
This show obviously pushes right-wing politics. Who do you think you're fooling? That's signed Tom.
All right, let's go to the phones. Bob, you are on the... unless you want to say more about that.
No, that's all.
Okay. Bob, you're on the...
He's on the phone. He's on the air.
Thank
now.
You. Go, please, go right ahead. I'm sorry, I have non-COVID brain.
Hey, all I see are rainbows.
Good for you.
You know, it's 9 years already that same-sex marriage has been legalized, and the stores and businesses are finally putting it out there 9 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to start accepting everyone, not discriminating anyone. And every time there's a storm and the sun comes out, what do you see? A rainbow.
But Bob, if I see a rainbow, I'm triggered and I have a meltdown.
But Bob, I see a rainbow as a beautiful symbol.
Do you think that your political beliefs should be on display for everyone to see every time you walk in a store?
How is that political?
Well, because it is a political argument.
It's not political.
Yes, it is. If I'm just selling clothes to you.
Is your flag political?
Yes.
Oh, how?
Well, because of what it stands for. People believe it's highly political. Flag stands for a country. The country's run by political people.
So what's the problem with the rainbow flag?
there's no problem per se with the rainbow flag, although Mark keeps insisting I'm triggered by it.
I said no. I said I was triggered. When I see a rainbow, I have a true meltdown. I'm so happy to be there.
But the point.
As soon as you see a rainbow after a storm, you think of a gay person,
okay,
don't
no.
you?
What I'm thinking is that any store that displays its politics or political opinions or attempts to divide people, whether you like it or not, and we just had a caller on who felt that way, you're right, gay marriage has been around for 9 years. The world hasn't come to an end that I can see. People are not, you know, dying in the streets because of it. There's no real problem I can see unless you have a religious belief that condemns it. Put that aside. When we're talking about a store, there's two options when you go through the door. You can make a friend or make an enemy of the customer. Why would you want to do anything that separated you from people who are willing to buy your product? I'm not saying take stuff out of the stores. I'm just saying don't smack me in the face with stuff that has a political connotation when I walk through the door.
Stores used to have a back room for adult videos, so Target should have a back room for rainbow flags.
Wish they would have two men mannequins hugging and kissing in front when you walk in.
Okay.
Or two women mannequins hugging and kissing when you walk in.
Pervert.
And what would be the benefit of that? Who would that appeal to? Would that make you want to buy more products from them? Is that how you're triggered? You don't buy anything unless you see two male mannequins necking in the store?
No, I'm saying they ought to do that.
Why? What would the benefit of
that
be?
Well, why not?
To show that they're welcoming to everybody.
I'm asking you. You're saying it's a good idea. I'm asking you what the benefit is.
Have you been around to our public parks, and they have statues with men's penises hanging out?
Okay.
But you never see a vagina.
Okay, but what's that have to do with
Target? What's that have to do with Target?
They don't have that at Target.
Well, I'm just saying, this is okay here, but it's not okay there.
I got you. Nudity. Well, nudity and perversion are separate things, so... All right, Bob, we got to hit the road,
hey,
sir.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Appreciate your
nice
call.
Have a nice holiday.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
All right, we got to hit the button, Joe. You can read anything that's in front of you, and then we'll hit the button.
Okay. The music world lost an icon yesterday. Tina Turner has going to the great concert hall in the sky. What a shame.
Saw
great
her
lady.
At the Allentown Fairgrounds in 1993, and her drummer, percussionist, stole the show. This huge, muscular guy that was just playing percussion like crazy.
No, she was a great entertainer and a great person, too. OTM, we simply wish the LGBTQ crowd would stop their pursuit to force society to celebrate their lifestyle and simply live and let live.
All right. Okay. We're going to hit the button. That means we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hold on, Joseph. You are next. And I got some other callers standing by. 570-743-9565. If you want to grab that available line. If you want to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, please do so. And you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Is it triggering or welcoming? If you go into Target and they have a product there with a rainbow flag on it. And I say it's triggering. Joe says he just doesn't like it. We'll talk about that when we come back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right, we got to get to the phone. Joseph, thank you for patience. Always appreciate it. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, I have a question for both of you, gentlemen. Joe, you were saying about, that the church should be accepting of these people and allow them to come in when you were talking to Van there,
Is that what you said? The church should be accepting
LGBTQ? Yes, I said I have no
LGBTQ.
Problem. If that's what their purpose is in putting a flag out there is to welcome people in and say that you're more than welcome to come into this church.
Yeah, okay. And I agree with you to that extent. But here's what I want to say. Who is the head of the church? what individual, what person is the head of the church?
In what regard?
Council president
or the
yes. priest.
It's a savior, right?
Well, he founded the place.
Well, he's not a person.
No, he's not a person.
Well, he is. He came in the flesh.
Not anymore.
He's a human being.
Not anymore. Sorry. He
not
left.
Anymore. No, he's glorified now and sits at the right hand of the Father. I understand that.
I heard
he's
about
the head
that.
Of the church. Am I right?
Well, let's
he's
say
not
for
a person.
The sake of your argument, you are correct.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Now, there was a woman caught in the very act of adultery. And anyhow, the accusers all left, and the Savior said, where are your accusers? She said, they all left. And he says, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. In other words, quit that adultery. You cannot get into my house if you continue to live in adultery. So any homosexual that comes into the church and accepts the Savior and is born again, he's welcome. But if he cannot continue to stay there if he doesn't repent. That was the first message on the day of Pentecost. Repent, you sinners, and be saved. That's it, period. That come from the boss, okay? Now, Mark, you said to Van, that's your opinion. And you're a lay minister. I cannot understand that. I was flabbergasted when you said that.
Look, I portray a bad liberal on the radio.
In Romans, it says that Yahweh gave him up to a reprobate mind. These men lying with men, leaving in natural use of a woman. So you're telling me that Van, that's his opinion, that they're reprobate, that they're, you know, disgusting? Any man, any person that would put another man's penis in his mouth is filthy. That's disgusting. And that's what they do, is it not?
Well, I think what
an abomination?
We've kind of gone away from the original argument here, which was...
You're talking about this stuff, and that's what we're talking about.
You don't see that
about.
At Target.
No.
It's terrible.
What we're talking about is, and what we started talking about, is whether or not a business should put its political philosophies regarding whether you want to call it sex, religion, or anything else...
Well, they shouldn't.
And I'll
go back to the Target thing. Why is it? It's amazing to me that there's is such a small percentage of these crazy people, these abominable people that are transgenders and queers and what have you, that are swaying such a massive population. It's what, 1% of the population of the United States?
Well, I think a lot of businesses are trying to welcome minorities, just like churches are trying to welcome the minority of the population that might be gay or transgender. I think a lot of churches, and our church is just obsessed with welcoming and love and trying to do Jesus' message that the church is welcome to all, whether or not I like them or whether I think they're perverted, disgusting, or they do something gross with their body parts or not.
No,
but hold on, you had your second. This is a conversation. This isn't just the Van Interrupt Mark show. So our church is obsessed with love and welcoming and making sure that we're ministering to sinners in all forms. And I don't know if we have a rainbow flag out, but the Lutheran Church in general does, because we just do not point fingers and say, aha, you are doing the abominable sin of all time. You're not allowed to be ministered to or welcomed or anything. So that's why. And that's why Target's doing it, because they want to make money. And I'll bet the LGBT community has a wallet. That's correct.
Yeah, am I on or not?
Actually, I was speaking and you cut me off, and so I put you on hold so I could finish my sentence. You may now speak unfettered.
Anyway.
Gee, you do have a sense of humor. I didn't think you did.
Yeah, well, I was talking about love.
Okay.
In the heart of the Christian faith.
Isn't that funny? So
and
was I.
We reach out to everybody. But the call is to repent. No one will get into heaven without repentance.
So let me ask you this question. Hypothetically.
You're a heterosexual. I'm
no,
a heterosexual.
He's not going to stop.
If I continue to whore around and have sex outside the marriage, I will not make it into heaven. If I continue to steal or lie or whatever, you can't continue in sin. that grace may abound. It will not abound.
Let me ask you this question,
yes,
if I may. You're saying that these people can come into the church, but unless they repent, they got to be thrown out. They can't stay there. I believe those were your exact
absolutely
words.
Absolutely. That's right, what the Scripture says. Also,
and now, well, let me finish. Would you, Joseph, would you let somebody finish for a minute? Suppose that I come into the church and I listen to it, but I don't repent right away. Can I come back next week? Or because I didn't repent, am I out the door for good?
Well, right. I would give you a chance to repent if you come back next week, and I'd say, hey.
10 minutes.
So
got to be two. Got to can't only get one or two times.
Are you still continuing in this lifestyle? Are you still robbing banks? I would say that. Would that be right to love him if you know he's a known bank robber, a known murderer, a known child offender, a sex offender? Would you allow him to come in?
Well, I think a bank robber.
I wouldn't.
As a victim.
Even in the Bible, listen to me, please. There was a man having sex with his father's wife. Obviously, it was his stepmother. And the Bible says to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. And Ananias and Sapphira lied in Acts chapter 4, and they were struck down dead.
Okay.
I was in the church. And
right,
whom Yahweh loves, he chastens and scourges his children. He corrects them. And he wants us to be corrected and to repent.
All right, we got to hit the road.
Lake of fire.
Without repentance, you can't get saved.
All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
You guys must not be saved because you're accepting and think this is an acceptable lifestyle.
All right, we got you, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Yep, the unsaved here, the unwashed, the unclean.
We got it all. On the right, lower right-hand corner, when
right,
Bob called in and said he tries to be welcoming to everybody.
No, Bob, tolerance is one thing. Forcing others to accept is tyranny.
Right, so if you don't accept Republican ideals or hate the LGBT community or are triggered at Target, it's... Oh, wait, that's tyranny. Never mind. Sorry. All right, who's next? Chris, last caller before a quickie break. Go right ahead.
Well, I agree with what Joseph said yesterday. There are some Protestants worse than Catholics. But there's good people in both churches.
Wait a minute. I think I got dissed.
But in any case, I was calling in about the story on the veterans being kicked out of hotels for the homeless, which the Fox News pushed for a week and you pushed for a couple days. It was quite popular. It turns out it was all phony baloney stuff. They paid veterans to claim they had been, they offered to pay veterans to come and say that this was the case, and they'd pay them. They didn't pay them, so that was a scam too. But it was all a completely phony story, and Fox News, it was so phony, Fox News even corrected it. Of course, it was like the last minute of sign off on Friday night on the show, on one show, when it was being pushed by 15 different shows during the week that they had.
But
so
you're missing, Chris, this
Fox News stuff.
As I understand this, this was only two homeless men made that claim that they were paid. The others, no one else made the claim, just two homeless men.
I think they said they were off. Some said they were offered to be. They were offered, they claimed they were going to be paid, and they weren't paid, too.
So, in other words, all right.
The story was phony. There weren't any veterans staying at
okay,
the hotel.
So, they were throwing, so then they weren't throwing, let's say you're right, and the story's correct, and they weren't throwing veterans out. They were throwing homeless American citizens out, and that's better, huh?
No, they weren't throwing homeless American citizens out.
Well, then who was
Where'd
asked to leave
that?
The hotel? Who was asked to leave the hotel? There's no argument that some
Nobody.
People were moved.
That's
not true.
That's the point.
No, that's not true. There were people who
yes,
were moved out of the
was.
Hotel. There were people moved out of the hotel.
Who?
Well, that they must have, if they weren't veterans, then they must have been these homeless people that
Why
claimed,
do you think there were people thrown out of the hotel?
Because they had to make room for the migrants, Chris.
It was all a lie, Joe.
The whole thing
the
was
whole
made
thing.
Up out of whole cloth.
No, I don't buy
yes,
that.
No,
big fat
precisely.
Lie.
There is no story here.
Fox News even corrected it. That it was a scam that a right-wing group was putting on. They corrected it even on Fox News, Joe.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's somebody was thrown out of that hotel.
You just don't know who. and you don't know why, and you don't
they
know
were
when.
Either, they, were either, they weren't veterans, they were homeless Americans.
Chris, he heard about it.
You heard about it.
Yeah, he knew it was true.
Yeah, the Fox pushed it for a week. And it was a right-wing group who set up a total scam. And that's probably just like what Stan was calling in the other day, yesterday, about the Veritas guy, James, whatever it is, whose stories are almost always misrepresentations.
Okay.
He has a very checkered history of truthfulness.
Okay.
And the important issue, of course, going on now is whether the Republican Party's crazy enough to make us default on debt. And they sure are acting that way since they
Who passed a bill? There is a bill that's been passed by the House that raises the debt limit and requests a couple other things, and the president hasn't even negotiated. So you're blaming the Republicans when they passed a bill.
Well, the Senate hasn't either.
Well, the House did. So you can't say the Republicans aren't doing anything. They passed a bill that raised the debt limit.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They passed it in the House.
They didn't get the bill into law.
Well,
if
they didn't get it into
law. It doesn't mean anything.
I know, but you're saying the Republicans haven't done anything. They're to blame. I'm telling you, they produced a bill and they voted on it in the House.
Well, you don't believe that, but if you think anybody is going to sign on to that bill, you're wrong.
Why not? Because it requests spending cuts, and the Democrats don't want to cut spending.
Because it does spending cuts to certain things. And it also reverses almost everything Joe Biden has gotten passed in the last 2 years. And if you think they're going to just sign off on, oh, yes, we'll get rid of all that stuff and to have your Christmas tree and celebrate.
But you're missing the point.
That's not going to happen, and they know it's not going to happen, so it is not a solution, and McCarthy knows it's
not
a solution.
You're missing the point. It is at least a starting point where they could have come together, where the president could have said... Nobody's letting anybody finish a thought here. If the president were serious about it, what he would have done is says, okay, you pass this bill. I can't live with this or that provision. Let's sit down and talk about what we can give you that you would accept. And he's not doing that. He's holding out saying my way or the highway, and that's the way the Democrats work this thing.
No, that is not true at all.
Absolutely true.
You don't know that at all.
No, they're having productive negotiations according to both sides.
McCarthy claims they are having productive conversations. Yes.
Right.
But he's also saying he's not going to bet. They adjourned yesterday, said they'll give 24 hours notice to come back. And it'll take 72 hours to be pause time for everybody to read it and in order to have a vote for the first time. So that takes us up to right to 4 days from now. And what's today?
But the 72 hours is a requirement. That's a requirement. That's not the Republicans trying to slow things down.
That's
a requirement.
Their own rules. They can change that anytime they want to.
And how long has that rule been in effect? It was in effect before, you know, when the Democrats controlled the House.
I'm not sure when it was in effect.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was there when the Democrats controlled the House either, but I'll take your word for it if you think you know that.
I think I do.
Okay. You think you do.
I trust neither of you.
I'll settle for that. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But what does that set up then? 4 days from now, what date will it be then?
I don't know.
You don't know what today's date is? I don't. Do you?
Today's date? Yeah, it's the 25th.
25th. That gives us the Memorial
Five
Day
days.
Weekend practically, right?
Yep.
They're going to come back and pass something that'll be reasonable.
That
reasonable is passing the debt bill and then working on a budget, and then you can use your terroristic threat of a government shutdown.
All right, we
got to
hit the road.
But wrecking the U.S. economy, it's already being perhaps downgraded in a day or two if they don't get something passed.
and they won't have an agreement, anything passed, in a day or two.
All right,
so
thank you, Chris.
It's already going to increase inflation.
Thank
Everything
you, sir.
They do works to increase
okay.
inflation.
Gotta go. All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Much appreciated.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Goodbye. Thank you. All right, we're going to hit the break. We got callers waiting, two of them, and two emails, so we will be right back. All right, one of our good listeners says, Chris said the debt reduction bill that passed would undo everything that President Biden did in the last 2 years. Can Chris educate us on what Biden has done in the last 2 years?
He's taken a lot of naps, and he doesn't work before 10 or after 4.
He's added about $4 trillion to the deficit. He's got his infrastructure bill through and the Inflation Reduction Act.
And you've certainly seen all the dirt flying around as a result of that.
Didn't he get a stimulus package through? So just about everything he's wanted, he's gotten.
And you know what they're trying to do now? They're trying to claw back some of that huge amount of unspent COVID money.
$60 billion, that's right. Nothing. That's a tiny sliver. It's about one two-hundredth of it.
I would be happy to take a tiny part of that $60 billion.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's in Washington.
See how jaded you become? $60 billion is nothing to you.
I'm just saying.
Nothing to this man.
Oh, God. Joe's triggered. Okay. Let's hit the phones. Who's been waiting the longest? Joe, thank you for your patience. You're on the mark.
All right. We can make this quick because I tried to call earlier, but Joe, it's before your news break. I wanted to get in. That Joe said something about you were talking about In Your Face or something like that, the advertising in stores, but he referred to the case of the Colorado baker, and this is for Joe. Could you act, I thought maybe you said that case was lost by the baker. I didn't quite understand what you were saying. If you just make it quick, I mean.
No, I didn't. I don't remember the outcome of it. I was just referring to the fact that the baker refused to bake a cake for a gay couple. And my argument has always been, if you're open the door and you say you're in business to bake cakes, you bake cakes for whoever comes in. You don't ask their politics, you know, and I don't want to know what Target's politics is when I walk through the door there.
Okay. But I do know the outcome of that case, and it was a 7-2 decision in favor of the baker, because he did not lose his rights when he opened the store of his bake shop. Right? You don't lose. And last week you told me that you believe in the Constitution. So this shows me that you don't.
Were you lying?
I mean, you're
then?
Contradicting yourself
you
to me. And I know we have a brief time here.
No. I'm not contradicting myself.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
No, you are, because he was.
Go ahead.
Nobody's going to let me finish the thought today.
Nobody talks
today. Listen, all I'm saying is that if you open your door and say, I bake cakes, and
open
someone comes
business.
In and says, I want a cake baked and I want this on it, you have an obligation to sell them the cake if you're going to be in business. If you don't want their business, put a sign outside that says, we do not make baked gay cakes. Fine. Then at least I understand where you're coming from.
Don't put a sign out that says open unless you are.
If you believe in the Constitution and if you believe in the Supreme Court, when they decided the case, that man does not lose his religious beliefs just to serve somebody. I don't get your two views of the same thing, that you can be forced to do something, a right that you have. It your right is not granted by the government. Your right is yours from birth, right? From God. And the government takes that right away, and that's what the government was trying to do to the baker, to force him against his religious beliefs.
I didn't say he should be forced to violate his religious beliefs.
Well, that's what happened. He said, no, I'm not doing
this. I'm saying that
for
I
you.
Thought he
you
should be make a cake for like anybody that came through the door. I'm not saying he should give up his religious beliefs. I'm just saying that I believe when you open up their doors and you say you're selling something, you sell it to whoever comes in. You don't ask their politics. When I go to the grocery store, I don't ask the checkout clerk, if I can find one, whether or not they're conservative or liberal. I just do my business, and I leave.
I'm looking for an LGBTQ clerk in the store, please.
Okay.
All right, Joe, we'll give you the last word.
Just, I know you're going to stick to that mantra that it has no basis in the Constitution.
It's the
or
truth.
The way that decision was made, because I don't even know. In this short time, we're not really going to. I think I was talking while you were talking. I think I was cut off. So
no, you interrupted.
But the case,
that's what happens.
Right, okay, I understand, but I couldn't tell that I was muted. I couldn't tell that. So I think I was talking at the same time Joe was. But anyhow, I want you to know that that was decided in the favor of the baker. And also, on the same day that the Supreme Court decided to take that up, this is the focus of the type of people that want to force one person to do something in their business that they don't believe in doing as a religious belief. A lawyer who is transitioning from man to a woman, so this is a case I thought maybe you were talking about, he went in order to take as a transition cake, and he forced the same baker to say the same thing, and then forced another court case, which is now being decided. You know, it's not. It'll end up in the Supreme Court again. So that's the type of people that you're seem to be siding with. That it's a vengeance against this guy's religion, and that's what you want to promote, in my view. I didn't want to bring a lot of opinion into a court case, but...
All right, we got you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much for calling in. Yep, much appreciated.
One of our emailers says something. He says, I agree with Joe in that I don't care what a business believes politically. As a veteran of over 43 years in retail customer service, I can tell you that having good products with good prices and service will draw people, not a political belief. Also, think of the differences between Target, Bud Light, Chick-fil-A, and Hobby Lobby. In this indisputable fact, the former jam their philosophies down your throat, while the latter to make no overt display.
That's funny. He's triggered. All right, we're going to take a break. Hold on, callers. We'll be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You got to be a big spender, Joe. This being a tight wad ain't working out.
I want to be comped at the
casino.
All right,
we got two callers. They get 1 minute on the phone in a moment here, but Joe.
All right, Doug says, Bob is correct. The rainbow is a beautiful symbol, but not for the reason he thinks. It's a symbol from God, from the Bible. Like many other things, it has been taken over by the secular world and perverted. Bob also said we must accept it and embrace it. Sorry. No, I do not. If you're an adult and think you're gay, you do you. But what many of us have a problem with is pushing of this crap on our kids, and that is exactly what the progressive left is doing.
Doug is triggered. Okay.
Sign Doug.
Let's see. Now the texts. We had all the lines lit earlier, and shortly thereafter, one of our listeners sent this.
Said, are your phones down or full of it rings busy? Well, we've been busy today. If you've been listening, we've had a lot of callers on hold, and we've had a lot of callers on
the
air.
We have a line open now. 570-743-9565.
Right. And then, no, Chris, the people having their reservations canceled had reserved rooms for their wedding. Okay, so it was a wedding party that was thrown out.
All right, yeah. Well, I don't know. Fox says now all that stuff is false.
And then, another one says, New York newspaper was reporting the homeless veteran story. The false story was spread by a woman claiming to represent homeless vets. Okay?
All right, we got you. All right, Stan's calling in for 60 seconds of fame. Go ahead, sir. You're on the mark.
Yeah, Chris is wrong. yeah, he says that nothing's being done with the debt ceiling because the Republicans are doing nothing. They're fighting. I believe it was Biden said there would be no negotiations back in what?
January.
March, April, February,
no,
somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, February.
There would be no negotiations. So what has happened? No negotiations till the last minute because the Republicans actually passed the bill that will raise the debt ceiling. Now, it also comes with some cost cutting, which I believe we need to do because you raise the credit card limit and you just keep spending. What's going to happen in 6 months, 6 to 8 months, you're going to be going for another debt ceiling increase to raise the credit card limit.
You know, that would be like my credit card company every month telling me, every few months telling me, your credit limit has been raised to $12,000. Your credit limit has been raised to $25,000. Maybe I can't afford to pay it, but they're still raising my limit.
Exactly, and that's what's going on. So until the Democrats decide to come to the table and do what needs to be done, nothing will be done. And that falls squarely on the shoulders of Schumer and Biden. They're working together. They're colluding, which, you know, that's a bad word. They're colluding to place the blame at the feet of the Republicans. Sorry, Republicans did their job. It's on the Democrats.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, Chris.
Yep. Thank you, Stan.
Chris, I'm sorry, Stan. Yep.
Oh, I think it just insulted. Are you okay, Stan?
I'm sorry, Stan.
Stan fell off his chair. Poor guy. He's triggered now.
Oh, my God. How could I have done
that?
Thanks,
buddy. All right. Van, you get... I guess I have to push the button. Van... I'm having button problems today.
You are. Like I was having trouble saying dictionary definition earlier.
I thought you were good at pushing buttons, Mark. You get people triggered pushing buttons.
Opposing viewpoints definitely trigger folks on this show. There's no argument about that.
Well, I just wanted to point out, Bob's wrong about God's rainbow, and the rainbow that is called the pride flag. There's a difference between those. I don't know if you guys ever picked up on this, but there's only six colors in the pride flag, and there's seven in God's rainbow.
I never knew that.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. The indigo is missing. I think the sovereign God who uses that rainbow symbol as a promise never to flood the earth again has made sure that it's not used by anyone else but him. And I find that very interesting that it's that way. And I also find it interesting with gematria and the study of numbers in the Bible that the number six is man's number. God created man on the sixth day. And there's another number, 666, which is associated with the beast that's to come here soon. And God's number is seven. And God's perfect number is 777. So God in his perfection has made sure that his perfect symbol is not perverted by the pride people. And another thing God has done, God has given Sodom and Gomorrah an example.
Oh, we got to hit the road. Sorry, guy. Yep, we got to go.
Let me go. I'm second over. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ben. Appreciate your call. Take care.
Yeah, one of our listeners sends us a note, says each of the original eight colors originally had eight colors, had unique symbolism. Pink was related to sex, red related to life, orange to healing, yellow to sunlight, green to nature, turquoise is magic and art, and indigo was serenity, and violet was spirit. Various versions since then have had far fewer colors to them.
How is Violet these days?
Violet is a little wound up. Okay. She's not doing too good. She thinks the country's falling apart and the end of times is imminent.
We never got to E.B.'s greed today.
Well, now's your chance.
All right. E.B. says, it's another beautiful day for Americans who love justice. Richard Barnett, the insurrectionist who stomped the Capitol.
Stormed, rather.
It looked like stomped to me. But stormed the Capitol on January 6th and had his picture taken with his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. He's just the latest MAGA nut job to receive jail time for that shameful day. I find this incredibly amusing. The fat orange baby couldn't accept that he lost the election, and now his cult members are going to jail because of it. They're losing their jobs, their families, and years out of their lives, all because their leader had a tantrum over not winning. What a pack of idiots. Trump supporters are truly the stupidest people on the planet.
Normal tourist action. I rest my case. That's all it was.
I just love the love and intolerance that we hear in this program from people on both sides.
Legitimate political discourse.
Yes, it is.
Hey, buddy, have a good Memorial Day weekend.
You too, and we'll see you on Tuesday. No, you won't. I won't see you on Tuesday.
Thursday.
Next Thursday. You're taking 2 days off.
I only get to see you one day next week.
Well, you're lucky.
Now,
but remind me to tell you you're strikingly handsome.
I will.
Because it'll be June.
It's in the contract. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. John Shipman, our good guest host tomorrow. This is WDK, OK Sunbury.